Hi, my name is Tatiana, the U.S. Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I didn't understand what you said.
Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
The patient is my father-in-law. He's 87 years old. And I have a question about the second vaccination for the virus. We have no information on, he's supposed to get it on the 18th of February, but we have no information on where and when it's going to be given. And
where did he go the first time?
Over in Daphne, Alabama. And they said that they don't know where it's going to be at. They did it at the Civic Center. And the thing about it is, he can't sit in line and wait. He had an accident years ago, hurt his back. He can't sit there and wait for hours and hours and hours. So I need to know what we can do so he can get his second vaccination on the 18th when he's supposed to.
Okay. Are you familiar with using the internet?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, I'm going to give you a website where he can book his second shot. Well, it's not really booking. You just go on a website and it asks you, have you had your first dose or second dose? You need to put that he's getting his second dose, and then after that, they will give him a date, place, and time to go to get his shot.
Okay, give me the website.
It's AL, like Alabama.
Okay.
COVID.
Okay.
Vaccine.
Okay.
.gov.
Okay.
Oh, that's it. And all of it is lowercase, and all of it is together.
Okay. I will check that out so we can see about getting him an appointment. We finally got us an appointment to get ours done. My wife's a cancer patient, and I am had other problems too. Mm-hmm. And we finally got our appointment for Tuesday, so we're going to try to get that done. But
okay.
I'll go online and see what we can do about his. And like I say, he can't sit in the truck and wait. He can't walk. He can't walk very far. And last time we had, my wife started at 1:30 in the morning waiting, so she gave him an appointment because it opened up at 6:30 in the morning. And she waited from 1:30 to 6:30 so she could get in and get an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't even the first one there at 1:30 in the morning. So we're trying to see what we can do about changing that situation for her.
Okay.
So let me go online and see what we can do.
Okay.
Thank you. You have a
You're
good
welcome.
Day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.